Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think this video might have popularized being on a boat. Like, being on a boat was something cool before, but I think this video might have popularized it. It's actually, you know, Volume 3 is the album that really got me into Jay-Z, actually. I remember Volume 2 I had, like everybody else, was in high school, because that is the album that really popped him off. And I vividly remember getting into the back of my dad's car with Volume 2, and he said, "You sure are buying a lot of rap these days." But Volume 3 is the one that, I don't know, really struck a chord with me at that time, and then so on and so forth. Dynasty, Blueprint 2, you know, all the way to 444 right now. But that is besides the point and not the point of this here program, which is to talk about the world of sports, and to do so right now, the day before an NFL Sunday. Who better than Jonathan Jones of the MMQB for Sports Illustrated? And Jonathan, you know, we talk about the various storylines in the NFL all the time. You said something to me yesterday. You don't think the Packers season, in a sense, could be on the line a little bit against the Patriots tomorrow night?
You know, I don't think so, right? So they're 3-3-1 right now. They lose this game. They're 3-4-1. They've lost back-to-back games to two of, if not the best teams in the NFL, then two of the best teams in the NFL. But, you know, they finished the season after Thanksgiving almost solely in Lambeau Field, and they're playing against some pretty poor competition, right? I think they have Arizona, they have New York, they have Detroit. They're three of the last five games. And so if they go 3-4-1, I still see, you know, six more wins on the schedule, and 9.5 wins will probably win the NFC North. And even if it doesn't, they should be able to sneak them into a wild card.
Well, when you talk about the Packers, though, they feel very middle of the pack to me this year, more so than anything else. And I guess that would be, you know, Rodgers elevates what would be a bad team to above average. And there are some legitimately really good teams this year. And I think the NFL sort of worked its way into a scenario where you have a handful of really good teams, a handful of really bad teams, and then everyone else is more or less the same. But when you look at the really good teams, would you be stunned if anyone aside from Kansas City, the Rams, the Patriots, and the Saints, if somebody else were to actually win it all this year?
It would surprise me, because you would expect two of those four to be in the Super Bowl, right? But I would not be shocked if I saw a Carolina in the NFC title game. I think that they are making some really good moves. If Pittsburgh continues on the roll that they seem to be on right now, then you could see them sneak into the AFC title game. And so those are two teams that I would definitely keep a lookout for. I don't believe in the Minnesota Vikings. You know, if Rodgers turns it on and he's magical in December going into January, sure, you could see the Packers maybe sneaking up there. But right now, I think the two tier two teams, where if you see them get on a roll, as it seems that they are right now, I'm looking at Pittsburgh and I'm looking at Carolina.
I want to touch on both these teams for a second, because there's something interesting about it. Robin Lundberg talking to Jonathan Jones at the MMQB for Sports Illustrated here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's start with the Panthers. Cam Newton. Here's a guy I don't think gets enough credit. You know, when you're talking, I can make an argument he's the best player in the league. You know, Patrick Mahomes has probably been the best player in the league this year. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. But when it just comes to pure impact, I'm not sure anybody has more of an impact on wins and losses than Cam Newton. They really build their entire offense around the threat of what that guy can do.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, his numbers right now are better than his 2015 MVP numbers at the midway point of the season. You know, you certainly have to look at Mahomes. I think you probably have to look at Breeze, and they still have two matchups against the Saints. The Panthers do that will decide the NFC South. And, you know, if Mahomes calms down, it may even decide an MVP race between Drew Breeze and Cam Newton. the Panthers, I was very, very skeptical of Norv Turner taking on Cam Newton, right? I mean, the last time we saw Norv Turner, he was tapping out of Minnesota. He actually said the Vikings were a better team without him calling the offensive plays. That was the last time we saw Norv Turner in a coaching role. And so when he comes to Carolina, when he gets a 29-year-old quarterback in Cam Newton, a guy that he has never coached before, a guy the NFL has never seen before, I was not very optimistic that things would work out well for the Carolina Panthers offense. But Cam has taken very well to Norv. And really what we all talked about last season in Mike Shula's last year as offensive coordinator with Cam, that he was going to take the layups, that he was going to, check down a little bit, that he wasn't going to try to chunk the ball down the field. Now, some of that may have to do with Cam's lingering shoulder injury, but we have seen that a lot more from Cam where, hey, maybe the best play is that 7-yard pass to Christian McCaffrey and let him get the yards after catch. So I think everything's really coming together for the Panthers offense and for Cam.
Now, to the Steelers, do you think Mike Tomlin doesn't get enough benefit of the doubt? Because early in the year, they were a total disaster and in disarray. And I said, wait a second, they tend to round into form. I know they're not quite the Patriots. No one's the Patriots. But when you're looking at that next tier of teams over the last decade or so, the Steelers have been there, and the guy's never had a losing season there. Do you think he doesn't get enough credit for how consistently good that the Steelers are? And it looks like, they and Baltimore are almost heading in different directions a little bit as this matchup comes up.
Oh, 100% he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, this is a guy, I think he's coached 11 seasons. Not only has he never had a losing season, I think 8 of those 11, if I recall correctly from the story I did on him earlier in the season, 8 of those 11 have included 10-plus wins. He's coached in the AFC, for these 11 years. And so he's had to take his Steelers teams against Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, against Denver with Peyton Manning, against the New England Patriots. And so forgive him if he doesn't have more Super Bowls on his resume. He only has as many as the beloved Bill Cowher has. But he's a really good coach. And what I wrote back in September was, these guys want to go play for Mike Tomlin. He's not going to throw them under the bus. Terry Bradshaw may not like that he chest bumps his players after they make a play, but guess what? These players really like chest bumping their head coach after they make a play. And so, the Steelers went ahead and got their absurd loss of the season out of the way. They had an absurd tie, right? I mean, this always happens with the Steelers. They always have a loss every season where you're like, how did this team lose to that garbage team? They went ahead and got that out of the way, apparently, and now they're starting to move in that direction where they should be, Baltimore on Sunday.
I mean, objectively speaking, the guy's been great. And then I had one conversation with him, and it was about EPMD, so he sort of won me over in that conversation as well. All right, I want to look at one other game, and that's one other team specifically. That's the Texans. I was just talking about them earlier. They start the year 0-3, and I don't think it's a coincidence it happened to coincide with Deshaun Watson kind of working his way back from the ACL. With both Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson, I think people were a little premature to expect those guys to be what they were when they first got back on the field. But now that they both seem to be rounding into form, maybe the Eagles are getting back to the level we thought they'd be, and maybe the Texans are getting to the level people thought they'd be at. Do you take the Texans as a serious threat?
I don't take the Texans necessarily as a serious threat if we're talking about being an AFC contender, but if we're talking about winning the AFC South, absolutely. We obviously see that this is going to be another down year for the AFC South. I don't believe in the Colts. The Jaguars are showing who they really are. And then, of course, the Titans are going to continue to be as middling as they have been for really the past 10, 15 years. And so you look at the Texans, it's a wide-open AFC South. Deshaun has bounced back from his ACL just like he bounced back from his previous ACL in college. I love that they went out and got Demaryius Thomas because they see that window. They understand, hey, Wolfell will be back next year. Demaryius Thomas is going to be making, $14 million next year on his contract. There's no way that they keep him at that number, but their trade right now, I think it was a fourth rounder for Demaryius Thomas. Hey, let's go out. Let's win the AFC South. Once again, let's reclaim our territory. And Deshaun Watson is again playing like the offensive rookie of the year that he probably would have been last year had he not torn his ACL. So I love what the Texans are doing. As long as J.J. Watt and Clowney can stay healthy, they should be able to pretty easily win their division.
One more for you real quick. Who you got in that Rams-Saints game? I mean, if the Rams are going to lose a game, it's kind of got to be this one, right?
It does kind of have to be this one. I love the way that both teams are playing, but I think the Saints have enough on defense. I like the Saints offense more than I like the Rams offense just because The players are the ones who are executing it, and I like the Saints players more than I like the Rams offensive players. I love Todd Gurley, but I'm going to take Ingram and Kamara over the singular Gurley, and then, of course, everyone's taking Drew Brees over Jared Goff.
Jonathan, appreciate your time on this Saturday morning, man.
Hey, appreciate you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.